wrong?
What happened?
Something whacked me on the head.
Where?
Here.
Ouch, that hurts.
Something definitely hit you.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. Somewhere up there.
Up there?
How hard did it hit?
Pretty hard. It really hurts.
I'll bet it came from the sky.
Or was part of the sky.
You mean the sky?
Is...
falling?
It's falling.
It's falling.
The sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
It's really true. It hit me. I felt it.
Right on his noggin.
It came down on me. Out of the blue.
We're sorry to alarm you. We thought you ought to know. Because the sky is falling. So where are we to go? This problem we are facing is a quandary we are in. How do we approach it? And where do we begin? It's falling.
It's falling.
The sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
From up above. It's falling.
It's falling.
The sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
From up above.
And so...
I've been thinking about that frog when the sky hit him on the head.
And?
I'll bet he almost... croaked!
And so the frogs, Tinker, and the three maids soon arrived at the school, where the festival was in full swing.
Come along with me, we're going to the hop. Grab your dancing shoes, we're going to the hop. And when the music plays, we'll dance until we drop. We're gonna hop, 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 hop to the beat. We're gonna hop, 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 hop.
I said, quiet!
Now, let's see. Sky, falling. Would that fall under current events? Self-improvement? Sigh. Oh, dear! I believe I've made a pun. Would the sky is falling fall under? Oh, that is funny.
But it doesn't seem logical that... Well, what I mean is... I think we need to analyze the problem in a precise and orderly fashion. We need to go where the sky fell, and once we have all the information...
Hi, we got a problem here. If we work as a team, there's no hurdle we can't overcome, no barrier we can't cross, no obstacle too big for us. But we have to hustle. We have to get out there and fight. We can win. We can do it. Hands in the center.
Go, 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 go! Go, go.
If I could have your attention, please, please, quiet down.
Okay, team, settle down.
What's the plan?
Tell us what to do.
But Mr. Mayor...
Yes? Well, as I was going to say, I don't have a plan.
Oh.
But I am working on one.
You are the mayor!
That's right! And I must make a wise decision, and that takes time. I need to confer with the town council.
But the sky is falling!
Well, we know you're concerned, and we know how you feel. The danger at hand looks certainly real. But we don't want to hurry, we don't want to rush. We'll meet all together to talk and discuss. We've got to slow down.
But the problem is urgent.
Slow down.
We can't waste time.
Slow down.
This is it?
This is where the sky fell?
Interesting. It looks okay to me.
Excuse me, you're in the way.
Where exactly were you when the sky fell?
It was a piece of the sky that fell, and I was sitting over there.
How could the sky fall?
Would you please move?
Go to where you were sitting.
Walk softly. The sky is obviously weak in this area, and more of it could fall at any time.
We should all stay back. I don't want anyone getting hurt.
It looks fine to me.
Okay, team, move back. You too, girly. Give them some room.
And keep quiet. Shh!
Trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. Hold true to yourself. Always. Stand tall, be strong.
Spot. What'd you do that for?
What did that feel like?
Like the sky is like an acorn hit me on the head.
Yes! At last we have the facts. A, no one else has been hit on the head. B, the sky looks perfectly perfect. C, frog was sitting under an oak tree. And D, there is an acorn on the ground nearby. So, what are we to deduce from this? Who are you? Where's the frog? I've never seen you before. What did you do with the frog? If you hurt him...
Does anyone have a mirror?
I have one. Here.
Thanks. Not bad. Warts are gone, chin is back, pearlies look good. I think the spell is broken.
I want to know...
Yes? What would you like to know?
Have you seen a frog?
Why, yes. I am that frog, but now I'm not. I'm me.
It's starting to all make sense.
But...
Who
are you?
I'm a bit froggy, foggy on that, but it's all starting to come back. Let's see. I used to be a prince.
So you lived in a castle.
Then I was rude to an old lady.
And I'll bet she turned you into a frog.
Yes. I hopped down to the swamp and ate flies, and then I...
This is amazing! This is stupendous! What a day that this has been! Talking frogs, a sky that's falling, and now a handsome prince!
That's the story. The sky never fell. The village and swamp returned to normal, and the prince returned to his home in the castle. His experience as a frog had changed him into a humble and agreeable young man.
He remained friends with the villagers and consulted frequently with his best friend, Rachel.
Every now and then, he would join his frog friends for a relaxed evening of singing.
And dining in the swamp.
Oddly enough, he still had an occasional yearning for flies.
Ribbit. This is amazing.